Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Riggs and Allie, rewind. What up, Producer Gibbons?
So I have an update on the relationship drama from Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys had a little
If you were listening on Friday, I opened up a little bit about my relationship with my girlfriend and her friends and her family and some drama that we had the previous night. So we did that little bit, and we got off the air, and I turned white as a ghost.
Sum
and I
it
was
up.
Like,
do you I- basically told her her friends were psychos.
Yeah.
You rejected her for sex.
Yeah.
And was that everything?
Yeah, we'll say that was everything just to save
me
another
headache.
And
then you got in a fight, yeah. Okay, so anyway, so now.
So we get off the air, we get through with that portion of the show, and she texts me, and she goes, I'm sorry if I was a jerk, I don't know what happened, I didn't listen, but my family's sending me text messages, I don't know what you said, or I don't know right. what I did, but I'm sorry.
Everything seemed fine last night, or yesterday.
Yeah, things were good last night, because I'm really happy they were good by that point, because I got done the show and hopped on a bus to go to Chicago, to go meet up with Michelle, who lives in Chicago. And the whole time there, I'm going, I hope this girl shows up. I hope she shows up. I'm thinking she's going to have me go down there. Tell me everything's cool. I'm going to get there, and she's not going
to
show up.
That would have been a great move, by the way, to pay you back.
Just to leave you stranded in Chicago.
Had that happened, I'd have been like, you know what? Bravo. Good for you.
Well played.
It didn't.
But like, we kind of talked things over via text while I was en route to Chicago. And then I got to Chicago, and things were great. We went and saw the same show on Friday in Chicago that we saw Thursday in Milwaukee. And I talked about autographs. That's another thing that got me in trouble. She wanted to get autographs.
Oh, yeah. She said it was 12-year-olds get autographs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You made fun of her. Yeah.
So then we walked into the show. And who's the first person we see? The guy whose show it is. And he's at the merch table. And I was like, yes, baby, we don't even have to wait. Let's go get an autograph. Let's get a picture. Let's just hang out and talk to this guy. So you know when a rock star or a music guy, his fans are talking to him and you can tell he's just not listening at all?
Yes.
So we go up and Michelle's like, can you tell him that we saw him last night and that we're happy he got his merch? Because I get really nervous around these guys. We go up to the guy and she's like, oh my God, I'm so glad we're seeing you again. I'm so glad you got your merch. Because the dude didn't have his merch show up to the show on Thursday. So he was there with no merch to sell.
Who's this dude? I didn't know who we're talking about.
Yeah. Anthony Ranieri from a band called Bayside. No one's ever heard of him, but he's a good dude with
so
a really
you
good
basically
band.
And made fun of her for getting an autograph, then you asked for an autograph. What happened?
I fangirled out, and she's like explaining to this guy how we saw him last night, and things are so great. And I'm like, he's not even listening to us.
No.
He doesn't even know what's going on. Doesn't even care.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thanks.
And then the show starts, and he does a song, and then he goes, oh, by the way, I saw a couple people here that went to the Milwaukee show last night, and Michelle and I start screaming, and we're the only people there that went to the Milwaukee show. And this guy looks me in the eye, and he goes, by the way, he points at us, by the way, guys, I'm going to play the same songs I played last night. I'm going to tell the same stories I told last night. Don't tell anybody here, though, all right? Well, thanks for coming out. And it was all great and all good. The drama is dead. And her aunt, so when her family had texted her aunt was like, we like Ryan. Can you keep him around and stop being a jerk to him and stop being mean to him?
Being mean to Producer Gibbons.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then her brother texted her and was like, tell your effing boyfriend, if I have to hear about my sister having sex again on the radio, there's going to be hell to pay. So I'm sorry.
But why are you sorry?
Hold on.
You're adults. You're allowed to do those types
people
of adult
have
things.
Sex.
I'm sorry, but it's probably going to happen again.
Sorry, not sorry.
In fact,
you guys are going to have sex again, or you're going to talk about having sex with her?
Allie, you remember the Snapchat that Michelle and I sent you late night on Saturday?
Oh, God. Them in their underwear?
We were kind of naked in bed, and I Snapchatted
why
Allie.
Did I get that Snapchat?
Because I know what you would do when you saw that Snapchat,
yeah,
you little pervert.
Vomit in my mouth.
So everything's good with you and Michelle.
It's all
good. Get to
good.
The point.
Everything's great. Everything's awesome and lovely.
And you guys are happy.
Happier than a pig in mess.
Are you going to fight this weekend, though?
Of course
so we have good drama back?
Yeah. Of course
Please.
We're going to fight this
fight
weekend.
Fight on my birthday weekend. That's what I want. For my birthday present, I want another fight. I want more drama. I want more relationship drama.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.